Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thank you. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network. I have my crown thing back on my head. I don't know how long that's going to last. The people on Facebook are watching the stream right now, probably dying laughing because I feel like such an idiot. I'm trying to balance this thing on my head. Well, the big announcement's tomorrow, and I can give you one clue today. I've been authorized to give you one clue, and that clue is this. Just for the listeners to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, the clue is $300. That's the clue. You'll hear about it tomorrow. The other clue is what I'm wearing on my head, I'm trying to keep it on my head. And I don't think that's going to last much longer, let me tell you. All right, so long story short. First, thank you very much for listening to us on these great radio stations, Big Willie 105.5, listening to us on the app, River Network, the River Talk Radio Network, Facebook live stream. Thank you all so very much. Dimitri Graffiti coming up this morning, a little bit later on. And yes, we are going to try to do, we will do it on. It fell off. We'll do it on Facebook. It'll be dry, and we'll see how that works. And frankly, I don't know. It may be a real train wreck, but we're going to give it a try for our Facebook listeners as well as our regular radio listeners and app listeners and all everybody else. All right, long story short, the village of Shadyside, lovely village. I love the Loop. I really do. Lovely people in Shadyside, except for Village Council, where you got a bunch of guys, many of whom I strongly suspect are the kinds of guys who can't think with their brains, if you know what I mean. So I've been talking about this administrator, this Erica Tamborin, who, to the best of my knowledge, I've never met or really had any interaction with her, as far as I can recall anyway, who does not seem to have any qualifications whatsoever to be pulling down tens of thousands of dollars every year from the poor taxpayers of Shadyside. And yet she's the administrator. And yes, I've heard all the rumors. And they are just that for me, rumors, because I am not able to confirm anything at this point. We're working on it. Believe me. But right now I can't confirm it. So I've been raising lots and lots of questions about the appropriateness, as have people in the village of Shadyside saying, where's her time card? How's come she's almost never there? What is she doing? How did she ever get this job in the first place? What kind of relationships did she establish with the men on the city council or the village council of Shadyside? And on and on and on. I've raised a lot of questions, and I'll continue to raise those questions. She's a public figure. She's an administrator. Taxpayers are paying her salary. And I don't appreciate it when she hires a big deal law firm that can practice in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and even Washington, D.C., to send me what is essentially a sort of, look, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know if this is the right term, but sort of kind of like a cease and desist letter to shut me up and to have me turn over all of my sources to this lawyer. Patrick S. Cassidy. So he sends me this letter, which I infer is a veiled threat at possible lawfare, trying to shut me up because I can't afford to hire a big deal law firm to go up against them. You know, I would be ruined. Financially, I'd be ruined. So I get this letter. It's dated September 11. Here's what it says. Regarding Erica Tamborin. Dear Dimitri, please know I represent Erica Tamborin, a citizen of West Virginia. Doesn't say if she's the village administrator for Shadyside. I suspect it's the same one, but he does not say that. And he says, I'm investigating potential claims of defamation by certain individuals. Now, when I saw certain individuals, he sent this letter to a certain individual. Me. So I'm inferring from this, I'm the certain individual. And or entities on her behalf. All right. We would appreciate immediately receiving from you the transcript of any of your recent interviews in which adverse opinions and or innuendo were made about her personally or about her professional standing or competence. Based on information obtained from Nick Ferrelli and or Sam Carpino and or any other persons associated with the Village of Shadyside, which were aired on your show. So he says we would appreciate immediately receiving from you the transcripts. This is also to inform you, if you don't already know, that Mr. Ferrelli was charged in the county court of, quote, stalking my client, which recently resulted in a plea of guilty by Mr. Ferrelli to a lesser charge of disorderly conduct. You should know that it appears that Mr. Ferrelli still harbors a continuing personal animosity towards my client as a result of this. I would hope that you and your station consider this public information before airing any negative comments. Did you hear that? Consider this public information before airing any negative comments and or innuendo concerning her on your show, either from Mr. Ferrelli or any of his political associates, but will await receiving the transcripts and or your explanation as soon as possible, but hopefully no later than the end of next week. Thank you for your cooperation. Sincerely, Cassidy Law. Signature, Patrick S. Cassidy. Here's how I read this. Shut your mouth, turn over all your sources, don't ever bring this up again about my client, no matter what you have on, or else. That's what I'm inferring. It does not say that, but that's how I read it. You get a letter like this, and you're the, certain individual. What else could it mean? So let's see if I got this right. I've got to hand over all of the transcripts to this Cassidy Law, Patrick Cassidy, and also any information regarding my sources. And really? I'd rather be taken off the air. In fact, I would be taken off the air because I'm not going to do this. So I drafted a reply. And I sent it this morning through their website. They did receive it. They acknowledged, yes, we received this. And I posted this reply on the Facebook, on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Yes, you can go there right now, follow the page and read it. Also on my profile page, Dimitri Vassilaris, the one with more 7,500, 7,600 followers. I lose track. They just keep growing and growing and growing, which I appreciate greatly. Thank you. So here's my response. And again, I want to stress, I am not a lawyer. I am a high school graduate. I'm not offering any sort of legal opinion. I don't even know if I'm using any legal terms properly. I'm probably not, because I'm an idiot. I'm a high school graduate, for God's sake. But this is the best I can do. Again, it's David and Goliath here. You got Cassidy Law. You got this letter that essentially is threatening me with God knows what. Erica Tamboran, at least the Erica Tamboran that I've been talking about, is a public figure. Now, if that's the same Erica Tamboran who is his client, and I suspect it is because there are references to this, you know, regarding Shadyside, well, okay. But she's a public figure. She's an administrator. Taxpayers pay her tens of thousands of dollars a year to do what? Let me see the time card. Let me see what she does. So here's the response. And again, I ain't no lawyer. I can't write like a lawyer. I'm just, you know, some idiot talking into a microphone. That's pretty much it. Dear Mr. Cassidy, please know that I received your letter regarding an Erica Tamboran dated September 11, 2025. Also, please know that Cassidy Law PLLC will not be receiving from me any transcripts whatsoever, not of my Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local talk shows, my interviews, my email messages, my text messages, my Facebook Messenger correspondence, my ex-Twitter DM messages, or anything else. And I will not be sharing with you any information that I might have, that I might have been off. I didn't read this right. I wrote this and I can't read it right. How pathetic is that? Jeez. Let me try this again. Okay, new paragraph. Stern. And I will not be sharing with you any information that I might have been offered from any of my sources locally or nationally regarding an Erica Tamberin, members of the Shadyside Village Council, and local attorneys, realtors, law enforcement officials, child welfare agencies, bartenders, drug abuse counselors, people connected to WVU, former and current, quote, significant others, end quote, that might be linked in any form to an Erica Tamberin. As an investigative journalist and multimedia talk show host, I'm a strong believer in the First Amendment, and I believe that I and any other citizen, which would be you, have every right to raise questions about and to question vigorously public figures, including Ohio Village administrators. Now, here's where it all turns around. And I reach out my hand to Cassidy Law because I'm a reasonable guy. However, I am willing to offer Cassidy Law and your client an olive branch. Please consider this a formal invitation for you and Ms. Tamberin to be our special guests on my talk show this week or next in our Bel Air studios on Rock Hill in Belmont County, Ohio. You too will be free to ask me any questions that you wish, and I will be free to answer or not. Then, I will be free to ask you any questions that I wish, and you too will be free to answer or not. Please know that Ms. Tamberin will be asked questions about her credentials to be a village administrator, her relationships with any and all people who work for the village of Shadyside, including current and former councilmen, her work schedule and village time cards, any and all court cases involving her over the decades, and anything else that citizens would have a right to know regarding a public figure. I hope this offer to compromise meets with your approval. We would appreciate immediately receiving from you your acceptance of our offer so we can schedule your appearance in our studios. Thank you for your cooperation. Sincerely, Dimitri Vassilaris, Dimitri 2020, LLC. I thought it was being more than reasonable. I sent that this morning via their website to Cassidy Law. Checking my email, no response yet, but it's still very early. Chances are you know more about my reply than Cassidy Law does. Again, you can read it for yourself. Follow Big Willie 1055, that Facebook page. Follow it and then read the original letter, which I took to mean threat of lawfare, like what they did to Trump and all his allies. It was brutal what those lawyers did to him, just brutal. And you'll read my reply, which I just shared with you over the radio and on the Facebook live stream. I don't know how to make this any clearer. I believe in the First Amendment. She's a public figure. There have been lots of questions raised already by citizens in Shadyside about what the hell is she doing there? How did she ever get that gig? Let me stress something here. I don't know how she ever got that gig. I don't know if she's qualified or not. I would love to know. Based on what I've been able to find about her on the internet, I don't get the sense that she's qualified to be an administrator, but I could be wrong because, again, I don't know. I'm looking forward to finding out. Hopefully they'll be here.